This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected teachers, learners, and musallis. On behalf of Islamia College, Masjid al-Furqan, and the extended family, we would like to wish everyone present a Jumu'ah Mubarak and a blessed week ahead, insha'Allah. We would also like to welcome back our learners of Islamia College to the very first Jumu'ah of the academic year, alhamdulillah. Our esteemed speaker for today is none other than the CEO of Islamia College, someone who always gives me great pleasure in introducing, Sheikh Sadullah Khan. So without further ado, I call on Sheikh Sadullah Khan.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin wa ala ashabihi al-muntajabin wa ala jami' al-anbiya' wal-mursalin. قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وأصحابه وسلم طلب العلم فريضة ala kulli muslimin aw kama qal sadaqta ya rasulullah. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to our creator, our cherisher, our nourisher and our sustainer. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship but Allah. We bear witness we believe in all the prophets, and we bear witness the prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the final of all the emissaries of Allah. Respected Imma and Hufad and Qurra, Ulama, elders, respected youth, learners, educators, I greet you with the Islamic universal greeting of peace at this auspicious hour of Jum'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. The new academic year has just commenced, and by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Islamia College has attained outstanding academic results across the entire school for the academic year of 2024. As for the matrix, they have attained 185 subject distinctions with 14 aggregate among the matric students, alhamdulillah. So we applaud the students for their achievements, express our appreciation to the educators and the teachers. We salute the governing council. We thank the administration. And we acknowledge, of course, the board of trust in facilitating this achievement, alhamdulillah. At the same time, we laud the success of all the schools who have done their best, and we pray for the continued success of all learners and for those who have matriculated wherever they may be. We are here based at an institution of ilm, an institution of learning. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is reported to have said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have been sent as a teacher, and I have been commissioned to advance the pattern of human behavior. And these prophetic traditions emphasize the significance of education on the one hand, but also of ethical values and moral conduct. It was this very Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who advised us, ما نحل والد ولده من نحل أفضل من أدب حسن. No person gives his or her child a better gift, an inheritance, than knowledge and good moral training. Knowledge is the key to human progress, and its acquisition is absolutely essential in enabling the human being to fulfill his or her role and mission and function as the Khalifatullah fil ard, as the vicegerent of Allah on earth. And hence the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim," a hadith documented in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every Muslim. And that, of course, implies that there's no gender barrier to learning. Wise ones have said, "Utlubul ilmi min al-mahdi ila al-lahad, utlubul ilm walaw fi al-sin." These are words of wise ones, hukama. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave, implying that there's no age barrier to learning. And scholars have said, seek knowledge, even if it be in China, means there is no geographical barrier to learning. And therefore, since there are no barriers to learning and to the pursuit of what Iqra intimates, we are told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith, "Man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilman, sahalallahu lahu bihi tariqan ila al-jannah." Whoever goes out in search of knowledge, in the pursuit of knowledge, Allah eases the way for such a person to paradise. In other words, the student in the path of Allah, in another hadith, is in the path of Allah until he or she returns. And if he or she dies in the process, in the pursuit of knowledge, they die as if they died as a martyr. Clearly indicating the sanctity of learning and the pursuit of knowledge. The final divine revelation, the final scripture, began with a particular word, Iqra. And Iqra means to read. Literally, it means to read. And reading is one of the chief ways in which we acquire knowledge. The more you read, the more you know. And when we have a strong base of knowledge, it's easier to acquire more understanding and more knowledge and apply that knowledge and understanding to dealing with the world that we are engaged in. The better equipped you are, the more knowledge you have, the better equipped you are in dealing with the realities and challenges of life. Iqra enhances cognitive development, language development, communication skills, vocabulary is developed, expansion of knowledge, a means of personal development. It is empowering. Reading is empowering. And of course, being empowered by itself is motivational, and motivation inspires hope. Iqra, or read, Allah says, but the reading can be of the different ayats. On the one hand, Iqra, bismi rabbik, we read, and we refer to the ayat of the Quran. Iqra, read the ayat of Allah. And the ayat of Allah manifested in two different ways for us at a basic level. One is the ayat, which means literally signs, but also implying verses of the Quran. These ayat of the Quran, in other words, we read the signs of Allah through the book of Allah. But at the same time, we also read the creation of Allah through his ayat. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Surely in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day, they are ayat for people. So we are constantly engaged with the ayat of Allah. And all engagement with sincerity, with intention of leading to understanding, that is reading the ayat of Allah, whether it be in the physical reading of the verses of the Quran or the signs of Allah, both are ayat. And same time in the verse, in the first verse, first five verses revealed, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. And again, Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. Read, for your Lord is most honorable. The word akram is only used twice in the Quran. The word akram itself is used twice in the Quran. One is to refer to, in the first verse, read, and you're reading the words and the verses of the one who is al-akram, who's most honorable. And then Allah, when describes the pinnacle of human development, he said, "Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum." The most noble of you are those who are most akram, who have the most taqwa. You are most akram if you have the most righteousness within you and you manifest signs of piety. And therefore, that manifestation of the highest form and pinnacle of human development of taqwa leads us and motivates us to be righteous people. And righteous people are always beneficial people. خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُمْ لِلنَّاسِ, as the Rasul said. So learning in the Islamic legacy has always been a holistic enterprise. An enterprise that focuses on all dimensions of human development, of human advancement, whether it be physical, whether it be intellectual, whether it be spiritual. And that is why we would find in the classes of Imam Muhammad Baqir or Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, we find students such as the great Imam Abu Hanifa, who became one of the greatest jurists in Islam. In that same class was Jabir ibn Hayyan, who became the father of modern chemistry. The same class. Such were the foundations of Islamic education, which was lost in the colonial era, when there was a deliberate disconnection, a deliberate imposed disconnection between what is termed as religious knowledge and secular knowledge. Because this concept is alien to the early Muslim community in a sense, because Iqra community was a community that saw everything from a Tawheedi perspective. They saw ayat. They studied science not as a non-Islamic subject. They studied it because it's part of the ayat of Allah. And that is why we could build universally Qayrawain and Al-Azhar. Qayrawain University, as you know, in Fez in Morocco. Oldest university in the world. Founded in 859 by a lady, Fatima Al-Fihri. Developed into one of the leading universities of natural sciences and other sciences. And many famous scientists from the Islamic world and from the rest of the world came from there. We had persons like Ibn Khaldun, the father of sociology, emanating from there. Some European scientists emanated from there. And the most famous people whom we know in religious circle, Pope Sylvester II, was a student at Qayrawain University in Fez in Morocco, and so was the most prominent Jewish scholar, Maimonides. So if we see Iqra in context, we'll find it refers to the metaphysical sciences or spiritual dimensions as well as the physical sciences. And with the revelation of Iqra came the enlightenment of these physical and metaphysical sciences and the pursuit thereof, and also sciences and language and poetry, and therefore from that stem the flow of study of sciences and astronomy and physics and medicine and so on and so forth. All this was part of that renaissance that was ignited by Iqra. And it began to flourish when it was the dark ages of Europe, but it was the golden era of Islam. The Qanun fi Tib, written by Ibn Sina at that time, was used as a textbook worldwide at that time for 500 years. The primary textbook. And we find the optics that lead to the glasses that we are wearing and so on and so forth. Ibn al-Haytham was the first one to come with that. The very subject of algebra comes from Muhammad al-Khawarizmi's book, Hisab al-Jabr wal-Muqabila. Even the name comes from the title of his book. We look at Imam al-Nawawi. We read his 40 hadith. Every mosque has 40 hadith. The most famous 40 hadith, Imam al-Nawawi. Imam al-Nawawi, as we know, was a theological scholar of hadith and so on. But he was also a physician. He was also an astronomer. He was also a physicist. And he was also a master of hadith. That was ulama. As Muslims, today, alhamdulillah, many achieve great heights. But there's a lesson for all of us, for our young ones and for those of us who may have studied a little bit and those who intend to study. Reset your Iqra compass. Don't separate your reading of the Quran from your analysis of the reality of the world. Don't let your Iqra make you make salah properly and learn how to with Hanafi, Shafi and all that, and how you say Amin loudly or softly and learn all the fiqh, which you should do, by the way. But keep that as separate, and then you think of the other sciences as something else. Islam's khaliyata and Christ's khaliyata. This is an antithesis of the Islamic idea of knowledge of Iqra. It's an indictment for those who are people of faith to consider that as part of Iqra, that dichotomy. As Muslims, we have degrees, we have discussions, we have debates, we have all the outer paraphernalia, but we have, but that spirit of compassionate Islam that revolutionized the world, that all-embracing Islam that brought about a renaissance and a revolution, that's not anymore. As the poet says, وَاعِدْ قَوْمْكِ وَبُخْتْ خَيَالِينَ رَهِي بَرْقَ طَبِيعِينَ رَهِي شُعَلْ مَقَالِينَ رَهِي رَهَ گَيَا رَسْمِ اَزَان رُوحِ بِلَالِينَ رَهِي فَلْسَفَا رَهَ گَيَا تَلْقِينِ غَزَالِينَ رَهِي. The elevated loving wisdom of our preachers are no more. The flaming, inspiring, soul-searching messages are gone. We have discussions on the texts of philosophies, but the persuasive genius of Ghazali is no more. We hear the wording of the adhan rendered from every mosque in the world melodiously, but the spirit of Bilal is no more. We seem to have lost our sense of sophistication. And with that, the etiquette of dealing with differing perspectives and the etiquette of engaging with contending views. Just one answer, one word. What do you see here? What number is this? 6. No, I'm asking what you don't lie. I'm asking you, what do you see? I'm not asking you to be wise. I'm asking you to be honest. What do you see? It depends from which perspective you see it. This is 6, and this is 9. From my side, it appears as 9. From your side, it may appear 6. Same thing. Neither you are lying, nor am I lying, but you're not saying the same thing. Neither you are lying, nor am I lying, but it can't be both. It can be. It could be. We have lost that touch, that capacity, tafassahu, to be able to understand differing perspectives. And once you are unable to do that, you are unable to embrace a variety of understandings. And if you cannot see a variety of understandings, then you limit yourself to what you know and you never progress. You see, there was in the golden age of Islam what we called one institution among others, Baytul Hikmah, the House of Wisdom. And the golden age of Islam was between the 18th and 13th century. Baytul Hikmah was during the Abbasid period of the Khilafat. At that time, the most prominent Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Zoroastrian scholars came together and shared their experience in various fields of sciences, and thereby brought about a level of knowledge that still impacts on every scientific field we study today. On every scientific field we study today. You see, a sign of intellectual maturity is the ability to see something from a particular perspective without being blinded by it, listening to differing perspective without preventing it from being expressed. Realizing the truth is better appreciated and greater valued when viewed from all angles, while a limited perspective diminishes appreciation of various dimensions of the truth. Various dimensions of the truth. So Iqra is to read. To read is to know. To know is to grow. To grow is to improve. And to improve is to enhance. يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Allah will elevate. Allah will elevate and enhance those among you who have faith and those of you who are pursuers and owners and seekers and possessors of knowledge. So Iqra is to read, to know, to grow, to improve, to enhance. Ilm, as Imam Shafi'i's teacher, Imam Waqi said to him, Al-ilmu nurun, knowledge is light, and light of knowledge is enlightening. Ilm is power, and power is empowering. Have we upheld Iqra? We were the leaders of civilization. We lost that dimensions of Iqra, and therefore we become subjugated and we are enslaved. We as an ummah, I'm talking about. Alhamdulillah, individuals have attained great. We motivate, we're proud, we celebrate. But I'm talking about ummah and creating the facility for our geniuses among us to be able to go. So the top student becomes a top example of Islam. He doesn't have to shy away from, I'm a top physician, but I also happen to be, mashallah, a Muslim. Imam Nawawi was not a top muhaddith physicist, but mashallah, also Muslim. Mashallah, he was a physician and a Muslim and a muhaddith. So we as an ummah are currently not masters of our own fate. Because we are not independent enough to think for ourselves as a community, as a large, to organize, to cooperate, to coordinate, to act in synergy in the goodwill of the ummah. You can't even get all the ulama together on a single thing, not even on the moon or the stars. Why? What are the barriers? How are you going to solve the problems of the world? You can't solve the moon issue. I'm not saying who's wrong and right and all that. I'm just saying to you, how are you going to solve mathematical problems of people have gone to the moon? They don't even go to the moon anymore. We are debating, should you, when you read the moon, you see the moon, you read salawat, is it bid'ah to see salawat or not? We're busy with that. This is how far we've gone from Iqra while doing Iqra. So there's something wrong with our Iqra. Not Iqra in itself, with our perspective of the Iqra or our approach to Iqra. Do you think that we will be in the dilemma we are in Palestine with 2 billion Muslims, 1.8 billion Muslims to be more conservative, 1.8 billion Muslims, 1.8 billion Muslims. If we take away the Catholics as a denomination, then we are the largest religious community in the world. Sometimes people take the Catholics as separate from the rest of Christians. But if we take Muslims, we are the largest faith community in the world. 1.8 billion with all the resources in the world, except for a few countries like Yemen and Bangladesh, which may be poor. The richest countries in the world, best located geographically. We could not defend our own brothers and sisters. Something is wrong here. Seriously wrong. So, do you think we would be in the dilemma we are in if we had leaders who could think for themselves and act genuinely in the larger interest of the ummah and humanity rather than party political and party religious argumentation and debates? It's a question I ask. I believe that all of us should organize ourselves once again to reclaim that civilizational heritage, a heritage that inspired the Renaissance, a heritage that has so much to offer. And if the institutions of learning can nurture Iqra, that Iqra philosophy, so much more can be offered and done, because we have the potential and we have the means. And we could harness the most enhanced social responsiveness, leading to meaningful contribution in the path of societal justice, in the path of communal well-being, in the path of social cohesion, so we can truly be kuntum khayra ummah, the best of communities, ukhrijat linnas, not best for your group or your madrasa or your madhab or your section, for all of humanity, ukhrijat linnas, for all of humanity, and thereby manifesting that goodness through nafa'a, anfa'un nas, to be the most beneficial of people. So inshallah, all that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that we are able to live, as my sheikh brother reminded me, we're not only Iqra, it's not only mu'allim, mu'addis, it's also mu'addib, to culture this degree of moral character development, but our thinking also needs to be right. our thinking, our behavior. Let us become model in every way we do, model citizens. Stand up for what is right, do what is right, do what is best. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant to all the students, may Allah grant you a successful year. Learn from your last year and show them you can even do better. I don't know how, but try your best, inshallah. Shukran wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's that time of the year that on behalf of Masjid al-Furqan, all our musallis, we take the opportunity of celebrating and congratulating members of our family who were here for 13 years or more, or less, namely the matriculants of Islamia College during 2024. You know, when we started Islamia College, that time Habibia College, four of us were involved, late Mufti Yusuf Karan, Rahmatullah alayh, Sulaiman Bayat Haji, Rahmatullah alayh, Mawla Adam, and myself. And see what it has developed today. We had a vision. Our vision, I can proudly and confidently say today, has come of age. It has come of age. And why has it come of age? Because Islamia College has reached a stage of excellent academic results. 100% matriculation results, and more important, 100% total school results. Every student of Islamia College passed the exams and has moved to the next one. Then we also had a vision of Islamic excellence, where our teachers and our students inculcate within themselves this Islamic values and the Ikra spirit and ethos, which Sheikh beautifully rendered to us now. You know, 2024 was the first time I cried in this mosque when the students performed the complete Jumu'ah. From the time of, from giving the adhans, the master of ceremonies, being our learned Sheikh Muhammad Murad's son right in front there, as well as performing the khutbah and performing the salah. First time in the history. Also, we have a Hifz Academy here. And that Hifz Academy has excelled to such an extent that they have students who come to our Taraweeh on the 28th, 29th, and 30th, if the 30 days of Ramadan, and perform the Taraweeh here. I had a call from the chairman of the college, Nazir Osman, and told me that they have a big problem. The big problem is that there has been such a demand for place within the Hifz Academy and they cannot accommodate those students. I said, that's no problem. This masjid has been built for the students. Use the masjid for your Hifz classes, and I'm glad to announce today that the masjid is being used and will be used for the Hifz class and for the overflow. So that's what And alhamdulillah, the matric class attained, as I said, 100% pass with 185 subject distinction. 82 of the matriculants obtained bachelor's pass, 82%. With 14 Islamia matriculants attaining eight aggregates. 7 matriculants attained 3 A's, 6 attained 4 A's, 4 attained 5 A's, 5 attained 6 A's, and 5 attained 7 A's. The Islamia head girl, Shera Sayed, obtained 8 A's. The top matriculant student at Islamia College for 2024 is Ilyas Jacobs. I would be failing in my duty if I don't mention a regular musalli of our masjid. I hope he is here, Muhammad Patel. Can he please stand up? Wa alaikum salam. Muhammad Patel is or was from Rustenburg Boys. He received 9 distinctions. He received 95.3% aggregate. And he has made the electronic and paper news for this particular week. And he has, on the day he received his results, on that very day, he received communication from a number of universities, including the University of Cape Town, where they have accepted him for medicine. The next day, he received news that he got full vice chancellor's scholarship for his studies. Congratulations, Muhammad. We congratulate the group of students on achieving these wonderful results and also salute all of those who achieve their personal goals. This is indeed a tribute to the tenacity and determination as well as their commitment and outstanding work ethics. Students of this caliber are recognized for their unique qualities, and we know that they will go out to make a positive difference to the world. We salute this remarkable group of students who have journeyed through the college, Islamia College, and made the most of our rich and diverse offerings while still upholding our Islamic values and academic excellence. We are so proud of them and their achievements and are confident that they will embark on their journey into adulthood with compassionate, confident, and courageous lung leaders. We also congratulate the people behind the scene, namely the CEO of the college, Sheikh Sadullah Khan, my very good friend, the educators, wherever you are, the board of trustees under the guidance of people who are sitting here, more particularly the chairman, Mr. Nazir Osman. Well done. Keep up, Islamia College. Make us proud. And all of you who are sitting here today and those who are not here, you've got a big task to continue what has been laid and achieved. We came of age. Islamia has come of age. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We would like to say shukran jazilan to Sheikh Sadullah Khan and Ahmed Bayat for the inspirational words. Ahmed Juman. May Allah grant Sheikh a long umr filled with khair and barakah, filled with the remembrance of Allah, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, Islamia College has the honor of officiating the Jumu'ah proceedings. The first adhan will be rendered by Adam Arend, and the second adhan will be rendered by Amir Parker. The salah will also be led by myself, Ramiz Joseph, the head boy of Islamia College, alhamdulillah. We would like to say shukran jazilan to all the musallis for attending and for all the musallis to please stand so there's no delay between the adhan and the iqamah. Shukran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا
من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات، صدق الله العلي العظيم. وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه: من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم، أو كما قال: صدقت يا رسول الله. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل، وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ورسولنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه: يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فقال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا قولا كريما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وصحبه وبارك وسلم. اللهم انصر إخوان المجاهدين والمظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم طهر قلوبنا وأفكارنا وأقوالنا وأعمالنا من الرياء والفساد والنفاق وسوء الأخلاق. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، ارفع لهم الدرجات وكفر عنهم السيئات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا، خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد، فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين،
الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم افتح علينا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا يسعى بين أيدينا يوم الدين اللهم زدنا علما وارزقنا فهما واغفر لنا ذنوبنا وذنوب والدينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين أجمعين ربنا يسر ولا تعسر ربنا تمم بالخير وأنت الكريم الميسر برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصل اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين